Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
And let's just bring you a bit of breaking news, which may be of interest to some of you. It's about puberty blockers. Now, these are drugs that are used to delay the changes of puberty in transgender youngsters. In terms of how they are prescribed by the NHS, there has been a lot of controversy over the last few years about this. At the moment, they are only prescribed to children attending gender identity services as part of clinical research, and they are not routinely offered to children at gender identity clinics, but they are still offered. Well, the government, NHS England, has just confirmed that children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. This is coming from NHS England. It just broke in the last few moments.
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday. Excuse me. Puberty blockers. You just heard the sterilization drug will no longer be prescribed to children in Britain. I think hopefully America catches up pretty soon. The reason that they are no longer prescribing them is due to potentially severe negative effects. Oh my God. What could possibly go wrong when you stop someone's body from going through its natural process of maturity? You delay it or block it. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, my God, did nobody see that there is going to be some negative effects by doing that? I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody that had puberty blockers that was delayed. They delayed their adulthood and how that turned out. Oh, you know who comes to mind? Michael Jackson. Okay, and you all see what a creep Michael Jackson. Great music, but what a creep. Okay, I mean, what an amazing creep. There's somebody that had puberty blockers. His dad put them on him when he was a kid. Okay, that turned out real well. He turned out real sane. You think he had some problems? I mean, I know one of the biggest problems men face is the micropenis, where you don't mature, therefore your body parts don't mature. And then afterwards, if you decide you want to get off them, you can no longer procreate because that part of you doesn't function right. You stay the size you were as a little child because they blocked all of it. I mean, who would ever think that there are severe negative consequences, right? Who would ever imagine? I mean, it's nice to see that some parts of the world are waking up. Transitioning kids is probably the greatest medical abuse scandal in our history, in our modern times. I would imagine it couldn't get much worse. I mean, they are experimenting on these kids. Whether these kids know that or not, or their parents know that or not, or people believe that or not, they're being experimented on. Because what they are doing to them is Dr. Kevorkian stuff. You have kids that are being experimented on. You have kids that are changing body parts. I don't know if anybody has ever seen when they try to recreate the male genitalia for a female, if you have ever seen how they manage to do that, and they have to take the skin generally from the arm, and they have to peel your skin back fairly deep where it leaves a serious scar. Your arm looks deformed to recreate what a man should have down there, and it seems like it never quite turns out right, and I can't imagine why. I mean, thank God they're not getting to that level with these kids, but just the puberty blockers alone, all their denying of their normal hormones and trying to control their body's chemistry and everything, just that alone is already bad enough. I mean it's horrible. It's terrible. It's abuse. The girls, I think, are even worse because, as I had said earlier in the week, When they're doing these double mastectomies and taking these poor young girls that have healthy breasts, with no, there's no issues, and you're cutting them off, and then a couple years later, they decide that they are not trans, they're not transgender, and they don't want to do this, and now they are ruined there for life. Breastfeeding is ruined. A part of them is gone that they cannot get back, and I know that they feel it. You know, if you've ever talked to somebody that is missing a limb, that had it and is missing it, you know, maybe they get used to it not being there, but in the beginning, their brain has this not really trouble, but computing that it's gone. People say they could still feel it, like it's still there. I can imagine that these young girls are the same way. You know that something should be there. You feel like it should be there in your mind. It should be there, but it's not. You're left with these hideous scars because some butchers decided to cut you up because that's their agenda, not yours. It's crazy. But I hope that we are going to win. I hope that the U.S. is not far behind Britain. I hope major changes are going to begin, and we're going to start making those same strides where you block all this, and it happens in every single state, and stops this type of experimentation on children. And lets children be children and let them decide what they want to do as adults. Let them get through these girls with these tomboy phases. Like, I don't know, in my time they were tomboys. Everybody knew one. A girl that wanted to play football and wear a hat backwards and play baseball with everybody. But they were still a girl. They liked being a tomboy and they liked doing the kind of thing boys did because they were into that at the moment. But at the end of the day, you meet them now and they look like every other woman. And they're married and they have kids and their life went just fine for them. Yeah, I hope that they leave them alone and bring back the tomboys. Let them do what they're going to do. Yeah, my God. Listen, man, I'd seen something, and if somebody's not old enough to buy a pack of cigarettes, if you're not old enough to get a tattoo, if you're not old enough to get a driver's license, if you're not old enough to buy alcohol, if you're not old enough to vote, if you're not old enough to join the military, you are not old enough to make your own medical decisions. And as we talked about Maine yesterday, that should not happen. These things, there are guidelines for everything. But of course, with this exception, because this is the game that's being played and this is the experiment that they're running, with the exception of this one, you're too young for all of those things if you're below the age of 18. But you're not too young to go in there at 12 or 13 years old and tell the doctor I'm the wrong gender, and then the state takes control of you, and then they start mutilating you and experimenting on you, and it's all good, and that's legal. God, we better catch up, and we better catch up quick and in a hurry. Imagine the stories that we're going to hear in a few years from now. 3, 4, 5 years from now, all the different people. I follow that girl, Cole, on, I think her handle's Chew Cole or something like that, on Twitter. And she's one that detransitioned. And she's been very vocal, and she's all over the place. And how many more are going to be just like her? Just like so many that you've seen transition. How many more are we going to see in the next few years? It's going to be kind of scary. All right, I saw Mr. Sleepy Creepy himself promise everybody. He promised you now. Remember, he promised you. Inflation is going to go down. The economy is in a better place. We're going to be doing better. Well, no matter what he promises you, here's the reality.
Our February read on the consumer price index headline number expected to be up 0.4%, is up 0.4%. Now, if we look at the most recent lower number in this series, we had 0.3 in January and we had 2.2s in November and December. So this is now a firming issue as we've had back to back reads. We had up 0.4, now X food and energy also up 0.4, 1/10 hotter. So we have back-to-back on headline and core up 0.4%. Now, 0.4 equals the look we had last month on core, And the most recent lower number was October. That was up 0.2. That happened to have been the lowest since Feb of 21. So we're firming here. Now the year-over-year numbers also hotter than expected. 3.2 on headline year-over-year. That's 3.2. That will be the highest since Dece when it was 3.4. January remains at 3.1. If we look at year-over-year core, 3.8. Now, this is interesting. This is 1/10 hotter than we were expecting.
He promised. What happened? He promised. Biden promised me on TV that inflation was going to go down. He promised me it was going to get better. What happened? Oh, I know what happened. Excuse me. The lies. Inflation doesn't get any better when you keep spending and printing money. It doesn't get any better. You got to stop spending it for it to get better. You got to rein in the cash. You got to burn it. He's not doing any of that. He just keeps on spending, and he's spending on other countries like Ukraine and Israel and everybody else he's trying to help overseas so it can filter through them and come back and go right back into his bank account. Just an assumption. I don't want to get sued. But he promised me. The latest Labor Department figure shows a 3.2% year-over-year increase in inflation. We're heating back up. Core inflation concerns, core prices, which excludes volatile food and energy costs, rose by 3.8%, signaling that it is a persistent inflammatory pressure. Okay, Federal Reserve dilemmas. With inflation rates surpassing expectations, the Federal Reserve is going to face now a tough decision on either a no interest rate adjustment, or they're going to have to go back and start raising percentages once again. This recent and surprising twist is not going to help Biden in 2024, or in November. We're already in 2024. We've been in 2024. It's not going to help him in November. It's going to hurt him, which good for me. That's good. That works for me. I'm good with it. Let it hurt him. I'm okay with that. But it's going to hurt him in November. You have the border crisis. You have the economy. You have the world. You have everything. Everything is coming down on this man. I don't see how he gets reelected if people are even partially paying attention. Yeah, mildly paying attention. I don't see how this man gets reelected. You know, unless there's another pandemic of sorts or some type of epidemic that comes up or some type of plague that all of a sudden arises somewhere, you know, in the next few months that will stop people from being able to vote. I don't see how this man wins. I don't see how Americans could continue to tolerate this year after year. I don't see how anybody, people on the right, people on the left, doesn't matter. I don't see how anybody is able to sustain their lifestyle like this. I know nobody's wages are keeping up with inflation. I know they're not. There's just no way. I know that every time you go to the gas pump, it hurts. I know that every time you go to the grocery store, it hurts. The sad thing is people are starting to get a little bit more used to the numbers because there's nothing that they can do about it. Because with this current administration, there's nothing that's going to be done about it. However, if you people pay attention, you make the right decision, something can be done about it. Gas prices can go back down. Food prices can go back down. Commodity prices will go back down. You just have to put the right person in place to make sure that those things happen. Somebody that's going to be tough. Somebody that's going to get us better trade deals. Somebody that's going to bring the economy back. If you do that, forget who the man is and vote for policy, you'll be all right. If you don't do that and you're just going to continue down this reckless path that we're on, if you're not keeping up today, I can promise you, if you think that if you reelect this moron for another 4 years after November, if you think by the end of that 4 years, you're going to even be able to shop at the Dollar General for your groceries, you would be sorely mistaken. We're just going in that direction. I can't tell you. I was talking to my son. No, it was my son. It was my daughter. I think it was my daughter. The other day, we were driving back. And me and my wife, and I just shook my head, and she's like, Dad, you guys just don't understand. You don't understand the cost of things. I'm not that old. Damn it, I ain't that old. And I'm not telling you that it used to be a quarter to, I used to go get into the movie theater and get my popcorn and soda, and I had a few pennies left over to go to the penny arcade. I'm not even talking about that. You know, I said, listen, when I started working, minimum wage was $4.25. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Imagine working all week for a $90 paycheck. Yeah, okay. Minimum wage $4.25. I'm like, minimum wage going up to $15 an hour is insane. It's insane. I said, McDonald's. I went over and got the kids some McDonald's the other day just because we're running behind. Our lifestyle has been very abnormal for the last 6 months just because we're finishing up with the building of this house, and it's been very difficult. And we run behind a lot of times, and I just went and picked them up some McDonald's, and me and my wife made some leftovers, something at the house, but they asked for some McDonald's. And I said, let me tell you something, man. For me to go in there and get two Happy Meals and two more meals and it be $35, I said, it just makes my stomach sick. I said, it's garbage food, first of all. It's microwave food. These ain't nothing natural about the food. It's crap food, number one. And I said, number two, I got to tell you, I would have to work hard. I'd have to work hard before to spend $35 at McDonald's. And I ain't talking about 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I'm talking about 5 years ago. I had to work hard to spend $35 or $40 at McDonald's. I had to have a pretty large order where even me and my wife were eating that nonsense just because we're out and about, we're doing something or whatever. I had to work hard to get to $35. I said, man, I ain't even trying no more. Getting people medium meals and a couple small little boxes of food for the kids, and it's $35. I couldn't believe it. I don't want to live this lifestyle. I'm sorry, maybe other people are much richer than I and stuff like that doesn't bother them, but I got to tell you, being a family of six, when I go to the grocery store, my grocery bill ain't nothing nice. It's not pretty. I do have to shop at Walmart, and even at Walmart, it's not pretty. I won't dare shop at Publix. Jesus Lord. I go to Publix, my grocery bill's got to be $600. Got to be. I won't even attempt Publix. Winn-Dixie I'll go to sometimes for the meats. I'm up in an area finally where they have local butchers that cut up local the local livestock that are going to be much kinder as far as bundles for prices for families that you put in the deep freezer and you have food for a month. And that, to me, that's going to be the way to go. But I don't want to live this lifestyle anymore. I want to change. I want things to go back the way they were. I want to see diesel fuel under $3. I want to see diesel fuel even around $3 a gallon. I'd be as happy as can be. I want to get back to the way things were prior to Joe Biden and his reckless administration with his far left radical administration that are screwing this country up. I want to get back to when times were good, and whether you like it or not, times were good when the orange man was in the house.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.